Well, you know, you have your good days and your bad days at training camp when you're going against your own defense, and we have our install period, they have their install period. So some days it favors the offense, some days it favors the defense, and our defense has given us some really tough looks. We're happy, you know, you take out the injuries, you never want to see guys get hurt. We've had two good guys get hurt on offense, and Mike Johnson and Tommy Gallarda, but happy with everything else.
Are you pleased with, or will you have to make some adjustments in how you deployed your weapons last year?
Well, you know, you're pleased until we didn't quite finish that 49er game. You know, we just didn't quite get done. But you know, you're never pleased unless you win the Super Bowl. And we have a lot of good players. I tell you that all the time. We have a lot of good players on offense, and when we get everybody firing on the same cylinders, we're going to be tough to beat.
And Tony, you had the 2 days in family leave. How will y'all get him back up to speed when he gets when he returns here?
Well, I think getting him up to speed, the fact that he's already played for 107 years in the league, I think he'll be in pretty good shape on that. And he'll be back soon. That'll take care of itself.
Any rhythm type issues that you have to?
I don't think so. I think that'll come back pretty fast. I mean, Tony will be back soon, and that'll take care of itself.
How's the revamping of the offensive line coming along?
Well, you know, it's a work in progress, and just like every other team, you know, there's going to be change every year in the NFL. We got some new guys at some new positions. We're moving some guys around. The Mike Johnson injury triggers even more moves. Those guys are working very hard. Coach Hill, Coach Dunn are doing an excellent job of working with them. Couldn't ask for a harder working group of guys, and that's where for the new guys and the inexperienced guys, these preseason games are just invaluable experience, and you know, you're evaluating them all the time. It's great work.
What are the main things you're looking from either Lamar or Ryan to decide who's going to win that job?
I'd just say first and foremost is consistency. You know, those guys are both good enough to get it done, but when you just haven't played very much and you're seeing all the different looks, you just got to have consistency and not only doing the right thing, but then executing your assignment. You know, knowing what to do and then doing it.
A guy like Ryan, who comes in from Division II, is that when you're playing a tackle position, Division II, Division I? I mean, I know it's tough to make it win a starting job, but to make a team as an undrafted tackle. Coming in, that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
But it's in terms of what there's the big jump from Division I to the NFL. How big is his jump compared to a Division I guy?
Well, I don't know exactly what competition he faced, but just my best guess on that would be that it's a huge jump. You know, the guys he's blocking in the NFL, I'm sure he didn't play a whole lot of guys like the two outside linebackers he's going to be going against this week in Suggs and Doomerville. You know, I think it's a great story, and I'm sure Pat filled you guys in on, you know, the fact that he was 5'9", his junior year in high school, wasn't even a high school football star. You know, it's a great story. We'll have to see if it has a great ending.
If you get in a situation where at that position you're having to help that guy out in terms of chip blocks or whatever in passing situations, how does that affect, you know, what you can do on offense?
Okay, well, that's a great question, and that's what game planning is, okay? You set your game plan based on your guys and then the guys you're going against, and you're trying to exploit our good matchups and trying to give help to the guys that need help. And we have a whole bunch of different ways where we give certain guys help from week to week, and that will never change. And you know, after we get into the season, we'll figure out who we need to help and adjust accordingly. But yeah, you definitely have to make changes, and you just got to do what you got to do. I mean, it does change how you attack people, but you know, if your quarterback's on your back, it doesn't matter how many guys you got in the route.
I know it's down the list of priorities, but you know, the jumbo tight end is something you guys use a lot in the short yardage packages and stuff. Where does that stand right now? Who might be?
Well, I'm probably not going to talk too much about the who on that right now, but you know, Mike Johnson was a guy that was working at that position. Obviously, he's out, so you're always, you know, Coach Dunn works with those guys, and we always have guys in the pipeline. We're working on it, and you know, based on how their progress is, we'll see how much we use it.
one guy that's getting a lot of chances and making a lot of plays in camp, and he did it last year in the season, is Drew Davis. Is he? You see that? You know, he's really picked up his game just in the off season.
Well, Drew, you know, if you ask Drew, I mean, if you ask Dom, Drew, we're talking about Drew. Yeah, you tricked me there. I thought we were talking about Dom. Drew Davis has been having a great camp. And Drew primarily made his mark as a special teams player last year. But when we needed him, like in that Philly game, he stepped up and made a couple nice plays. You know, when we were talking about consistency in the tackles, Drew, he has been very, very consistent in this camp. And he knows all the positions. Drew's a valuable guy. You know, we got the big three receivers, but Drew has really done a nice job and continued to define his role. I mean, he's made himself a lot more valuable.
You all were so creative running the ball last year. You know, what is Steven Jackson at? I mean, with the draws, the tosses, the snap counts, y'all did everything to run the ball last year. What does Steven Jackson bring that'll help the run game and getting that synced up?
Yeah, the main thing that Steven, he's just such a complete back, and his body of work in the NFL bears that out. Steven does everything well. He runs the ball well. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He's good in the screen game. He's excellent in protection. You know, so now we have good depth at halfback. I mean, we need to still get Quiz in the game and get him his touches. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just think Steven's style, his style, you know, he might cut back more, he might bounce more. He does a lot of things well, and it just allows us a lot of flexibility in the run game. We'll always set our run game up based on how we think it's best to attack the team we're playing that week. But Steven gives you a lot of options because he's a very well-rounded player.
Well, how is he able to be effective, particularly in the screen game? I mean, he's not like a little scat back that you usually would think would be good at that. He's a big power back.
Yeah. Well, for a 240-pound guy, and I think most people would think of him as a power back, but when you watch him out there, his agility and his quickness for a guy his size jumps out at you. And even all the years watching him clear back into his Oregon State days, I guess I probably never gave him credit either for as quick as he is. I mean, his change of direction and his quickness for a guy that's 240 pounds is impressive.
You talked about keeping Quiz involved. Is that something like it's going to be similar to what he did last year? Are you guys trying to find new ways to use him?
Well, Quiz again, is a very valuable part of our offense. And you can't just say, I mean, we've got so many guys that deserve their touches. I mean, you think back last season, how many big plays Quiz made, and you know, there's just another guy that sometimes he has a tendency to get pushed down the totem pole, so to speak. But you got to still get Quiz's touches. I mean, again, whether it's kickoff returns, throwing it to him out of the backfield, the screen game, but Quiz is very underrated as a runner. Dio was mentioning the tosses, that sort of thing. We have to find ways to keep Quiz involved. And you know, in preseason, you're not worried about that too much because everybody's doing everything. Everybody's just trying to be as complete as they can be. That kind of stuff, when we get into the season and you're down to, you know, 65 plays in a game, that's when that becomes a little bit bigger issue.
You started talking about Dom Davis before. Just want to follow up on that. He didn't have the greatest game there in that first preseason game. Is that an open competition? Could Sean win the backup spot?
You'd have to talk to Smitty about that. I mean, that'd be head coach's call. Smitty likes to tell our guys all the time, you know, everything's a competition. I mean, competition is what makes it go. Obviously, some positions more so than others. Dom has made so much progress since last year. If you asked him, I'm sure he'd say he knows 100 times more than he knows. Every player has to take that knowledge, and he put in a ton of time on his own in the off season, and then when we got back to OTAs. But you got to take that knowledge, apply it on the field. I'll just caution you that sometimes, you know, to the naked eye, when you're not game planning, you know, Dom got caught in some plays that weren't the best of plays last week. And then, you know, he's playing with some other guys that might have made some mistakes that make the quarterback look bad. You know, he made one really bad decision on the interception. But Dom needs game time, just like Sean needs game time. And that's what's great about the preseason. It's really the only time in NFL football that you're going to get those backup quarterbacks any work. And we need to see both those guys over these next three games.